Hello, this is Dendria Barrow of the Community Archive Center, and we are at PLU's Earth and Diversity Week. It is April 18th, 2023, and I am with...
Belen Zuniga.
Belen, it is so good to meet you. I understand that you have a major in environmental sciences.
Yes, I do.
Fabulous. So we're going to give you some different questions here. How did you come to know the watershed?
So first, I was taking Environmental 350 like last year, and we were walking down like a couple of prairies, and like we were going different sites to test water quality, and that's how I really learned about like Clover Creek and how it used to be. So yeah.
Oh, right on. So what does the watershed mean to you, the Chambers Creek watershed?
I think it means a lot. It's a huge part of Parkland, and from what I know and like what I used to study in my capstone, like a lot of people used to use this as a resource. Like here at PLU campus especially, they used to like swim and they used to fish because there was salmon once. And like to see that all degraded over time was just kind of sad. And it's just like a historical piece that I feel like needs to be preserved.
Right on. Why is the watershed important?
For me, I think it's important because, like, if you look around, everything's industrial, and, like, I feel like having that watershed is just a piece where we can connect to nature, a piece of, like, just a reminder, like, you know, how beautiful nature can be and stuff like that. And I feel like that piece to me is important because it's just kind of sad to take that away because other children may not know what that is, you know?
The more that we build up, right?
Yeah.
What can we do as a community to protect the watershed?
I think, well, right now the Clover Creek Chambers is working on that kind of project to see what we can do. But for me, I feel like as students, what we can do now, like, is allowing Indigenous tribes to come to the prairies to harvest camas, because that's also part of like Indigenous culture, like harvesting their first foods. Prairie is like part of that, and I think that's like what we're trying to do right now. What we can keep on doing is just allowing to harvest camas overall and just allowing that to stay, because the golf course is like a part of nature that I think we should keep. So yeah.
What is camas?
So camas is like, it looks kind of like, whatchamacallit, like, I don't want to say lilies, lavenders and stuff like that, purple flower. Okay. And in the bottom it has like a bolt, like it looks similar to like a little like onion that's growing, but it's very, very small, and they cook with that and they eat it, and it's very, very delicious, very nutritious. It tastes very mellow, and so like, yeah.
Right on. So being able to use our watershed in a way that is relevant and reciprocal, I guess is the word I'm looking for, so that we may be taking from Mother Nature, but then we're also replacing from Mother Nature, or taking care of the cycles that happen in nature. So, thank you so much.
Yeah.